4HTP signal check, please.
ZRR, you sound marvelous.
Marvelous. Turned it on. Thank you. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, the repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via EchoLink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call Net Control. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name and your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAV2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Our early check-ins, I have 23 on my list, so I will read through those now. First up, I have Mr. Richard in Greenville, K4ROW. Next, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA3JCA, Miss Sally, KA4JCA, and Miss Ashley, KA4ACL. Next up, I have the upstate repeater, K3DOV, Mr. Brian from Rutherfordton, KM4JWP, Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, K4FCM, and N4IEI. Mr. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Andrew from Simpsonville, W2AMD. Mr. Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI. KJ4UHF, that is Jack from Greenville. KW4TS, Mr. Jim from Pelzer. Tony from Asheville, N4ASW. Dave checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Kurt from Greenville, KM4BLH. Mr. Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Mr. Pat checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. And Ben from Simpsonville, KO4ZEW. And Mr. Jim from Dacusville, KA4RAX. I'd also like to recognize my husband Mark, W2MJB. He's talking to our son in the other room. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call net control to check in.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
W3LFG, that's WB3, Lima, Foxtrot, Golf. In Norman, Oklahoma. Name is Jay, and we'll hang around.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend John from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. I'd also like to welcome Mr. J, checking in from Norman, Oklahoma, WB3LFG. Mr. John, I have you down for some rag chew later, and also you, Mr. J. So I have you on my list there, so we'll come back to you for comments after after I get all my stations checked in. Tonight being Monday night, we will begin with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call Net Control to check in.
Net Control. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Wendy, and thank you for calling the net.
KN4HTP. Yes, you do sound marvelous. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and don't have any comments or any traffic, but I will hang around and listen to you and John and jump in if you say something that turns me off. That ought to leave you with about as definite a maybe as you can get.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Patrick. Then I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. You're sounding marvelous, too. Hopefully we'll hear a comment or two from you later, but if not, it's just nice to know you're listening in. All right, we'll see if there's anybody else in the group Echo Through Hotel that would like to check in at this time. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and we're from this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HTP. Hope you and Mark are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling net, Wendy. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
HTP. And Wendy, I think this is the first time I've checked in with you. I'm just trying to get back in, checking on the net. Been out for a while. But please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Precourt, South Carolina. Just check us in and out tonight. Hope y'all are doing well.
For HTP. Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville, right Spartanburg, negative, negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo. KK4JFO. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. Hope you're having a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher. W4IOE. It's good to hear you on the radio, Mr. Sid. Next, I'd like to welcome Jerry, checking in from Grey Court. KI4KCX. Welcome back. It's good to hear you on the radio again. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, who is mobile in Greenville, KO4GUN. Thanks for joining us tonight on the radio, Mr. Nelson. Hope you have an easy drive. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group India Through Lima? India Through Lima, please call Net Control.
HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Excuse me, I'm a little bit out of breath. I ran for the mic. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. KK4JBQ, this is Larry. Also, KC4MFK, or that is Kilo Charlie 4 Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in, that's Donna, of course, we make our home in Greer. You can mark us in and out if you would, please. And everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife, Miss Donna, from Greer, KK4JVQ, and KC4MFK. Thanks for running to get to the radio, Mr. Larry. It's good to hear you. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. At this time, I'd like to check in with Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call net control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt Myrtle Beach. Check me in and out, ma'am. Thank you for calling the net, and 7-3 to you and all the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Matt Myrtle Beach, WG4MC. Thanks for tuning in with this. Hope you're having a fun vacation, fun trip down there, although it might be for work, but maybe you'll get to walk along the beach, I hope. Anyway, thanks for checking in tonight, Matt. Looks like we'll go back to Echolink for just a moment. Echolink stations only. Please call net control to check in. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, we'll move to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KN4HTP or net control to check in. HTP.
Morning, Wendy. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Brad. I'm mobile in Piedmont.
7-3
Wendy, mark all the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
KN4HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO. I'm so glad it's your turn to check everybody in tonight, Miss Lorena. Thanks for coming on the radio. I also want to welcome Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle, KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. Please pass along my greetings to Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, checking in mobile in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Hi, Mr. Fred. I'll pass along your greetings to Mr. Mark. Hope you have a good drive. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, checking in from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Hope you're enjoying Chapter 2 in the general book. I've been studying it yesterday and today and still not remembering all the answers to the questions for the general exam. I'm studying for the general exam. So, anyway, good luck, Mr. Lloyd. This time, we'll see if there's anyone else in the group. Mike through Papa, M through P. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy. It's good to hear you on the radio. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Q through T, please call KN4HTP to check in.
Flight Control. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's KD4 SRR Robert. And tonight, like James, I'm up here on a mountain. A mighty mountain. The veritable Acropolis of our metropolis. I speak none other than of Walton's Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good night, Anna. Good night, Chad. Good night, Grandpa.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, checking in from Walton's Mountain, KD4SRR. Hope you have a good evening up there. We've all heard of that place, Walton's Mountain, and it's nice to bring some fun to our check-ins tonight. So thanks for joining us, to Mr. Robert. Good night, Mary Ellen. That's the one I remember the most. Or maybe it's John Boy. Anyway, thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Robert. All right, is there anyone else in the group, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, that would like to check in at this time? Please call Net Control.
4HTP. In KO4QLG, it's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check in November 0, Tango Romeo in 0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. And good evening to you and all on the net. Hey, Chris. In 73s. And I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Chris. And next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, checking in from Greer, N0TR. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Tom. Thanks for checking in. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call Net Control to check in.
Net Control. Net Control, please check in. Kilo 4, Zen Alpha Whiskey. K4ZAW, Amos Alpha Mike Oscar Sierra in Southern Greenville County.
KN4, HTT. Wendy, it's always a pleasure to hear you on the radio, calling the net. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, KO4WWZ. Name is Chan, and I'm out here directing traffic in Greenville County. Y'all have a good night, and I'll be negative and negative. 73.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Amos, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4ZAW. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Amos. Next, I'd like to welcome Chan, checking in from Greenville County, KO4WWZ. Good to hear from you, Chan. Hope you have a good evening. All right, at this time, we'll check on our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
KN4HTP, good evening, Wendy. Hello and good evening again, Miss Wendy. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Miss Wendy, and all who are on the net. Do be sure and tell Mark hello for me, and I do have an announcement for the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Steven, checking in from Greenwood, KA4PQA. Hope you have a good evening also, Mr. Steven, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Let's go ahead and hear your announcement now.
Uh, Affirmative, Wendy. Affirmative, Wendy. I know a lot of you. I know some of you Greenville folks are able to make it to it every year. But I will go ahead and start announcing it. Wendy, we are planning on restarting our Hamfest back up in Greenville next year. Our next schedule, if everything stays as planned, Wendy, our next scheduled Hamfest will be next year, January 14th, 2023, at the James Metro Family Event Center, Piedmont Technical College in Greenwood. The doors open at 9 a.m., and information on the Hamfest can be found on our website at whiskey4golfwhiskeydelta.org. W4GWD.org. And everyone who can make our Hamfest, we'd love to have you there in attendance at it.
Thank you, Mr. Stephen, for that announcement. It's always nice to have another Hamfest that we can go and check things out at. So Stephen is announcing the Greenwood Hamfest that is scheduled coming up in January on the 14th. And for more information, go to wfgwd.org. So thanks for passing that information along, and we look forward to hearing more details about that as it grows closer. Thank you, Mr. Stephen. All right, and we're going to go back to our radio check-ins, and we're on the group Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call Net Control to check in.
KA4PQA, correction on the website. Copy.
With that, Stephen.
Affirmative, Winnie. Prepared a copy. It is Whiskey 4, GolfWhiskeyDelta.org, W4GWD.org. You copy that time, Wendy?
Whiskey 4, GolfWhiskeyDelta.org.
Come back one more time, Wendy. You had a lot of static on your net transmission. I couldn't copy. I was only able to copy half of your transmission.
Right. The Whiskey 4 GolfWhiskeyDelta.org.
That is QSO, Miss Wendy, and there will be a link at the top of our website that will take you to our Hamfest flyer. With that, Wendy, and Miss Wendy, if you will, be sure to broadcast that as much as you can, leading up to the time of our Hamfest. Unless things changes, if you will continue to broadcast that to keep, just so people don't forget about it. With that, Miss Wendy, I'll turn it back over to you, KA4PQA.
Mr. Stephen. All right, we'll go back to our radio check-ins, and we're in the group Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call Net Control to check in.
Control. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Name is Tommy, located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
For HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy. Hope you have a good evening also. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call Net Control to check in.
Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
And Wendy, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith Seneca, negative and negative.
Net Control. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel and Taylor, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango Michael and Central. I'll be negative and negative.
For HTP.
Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Hello, Charlie 4, Alpha X-ray Yankee, KC4S, Rural in Greenwood. Just check me in and out, Wendy.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, checking in from Gray Court, KC2DQV. Thanks for joining us tonight, Bob. It's good to hear you on the radio. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Keith. Next, I'd like to welcome Daniel, checking in from Taylor's, KI4DTY. Thanks for joining us tonight, Daniel. And then I'd like to welcome Mr. Michael, checking in from Central, K4AFT. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Michael. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Mr. Dave is our net manager. I want to express my appreciation to you, Mr. Dave, for the extra work you put in to help this net run smoothly. Next, I have a station checking in from Greenwood, KC4AXY. Sorry, I didn't get your name, though. Could you recheck with your name, please?
Name is Earl, KC4AXY.
Mr. Earl, KC4AXY, Mr. Earl, checking in from Greenwood. Thanks for rechecking with me, and welcome to the net tonight. All right, we will give another opportunity here for the group Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call Net Control to check in.
Again, K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Tiggins, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Roland, checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Good to hear you on the radio tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. At this time, I'd like to open our check-ins up to the entire group, Alpha through B through Z. Please call Net Control to check in.
Please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim checking in from Taylor's, KA2TXJ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jim. I hope you're having a good evening. All right, is there anyone else? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Miss Wendy. And thank you so much for calling the net.
Steve P. And Wendy, Mr. Mark in the net. Please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bright joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friends, Mr. Chad and Miss Anna from Campobello, KO4NUE and KO4RYP. Thanks for checking in tonight. Hope you too have a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, and he brings along his wife, Miss Joy, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Mr. Gary runs the, he calls the net on Wednesday evenings, and he has a swap net, and it's always interesting to listen into that. So I encourage you to check in on Wednesdays with Mr. Gary. And backing up a little bit, Miss Anna, KO4RYP, calls the net on Monday nights along with me. We trade off. And she'll be up next Monday, and Mr. Chad, I believe, calls the net on Tuesday night. So check in with us every night. but those are three of our net controllers right there. So thank you all for checking in. All right, is there anyone at this time in the group Alpha through Zulu, A through Z? We're checking all the way through the alphabet. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just FYI, our check-ins up to this point are 59 check-ins. At this time, I'm going to secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. First up tonight, I have my friend John, KN4RJN. Are you still tuned in, Mr. John?
This is KN4RJN. Roger that. I'm still here. Moon popped up here just a little while ago. It's chasing Jupiter again. And Saturn is up. If you look to your eastern and southeastern sky, the three brightest things you'll see in the sky are the Moon, Jupiter, and Saturn, almost in a line. On Saturday, September 17th, the Moon and Mars will be within the fairly close to one another. Should be able to see both of them with a good pair of binoculars. And the geomagnetic storm solar radiation scale and the radio blackout scale are all in the 1 to 2. The G scale is actually not even up that high yet. So there's not a whole lot going on with the sun right now. And that's about what's going on up here. Of course, it's as the sun went down, it clouded up, so I can't see squat right now. But hopefully, here this week after the front comes in tomorrow, the skies will clear up. Back to you.
4RJN, this is KN4HTP. I was out earlier and it was a bit cloudy, but I'm going to go check after the net and see what's going on. If I see what's visible or first if we still got the clouds. So it has cooled off a bit, which is nice. It's nice not to be in the 90s anymore. So it was kind of pleasant. I sat out on the back porch for a while. I haven't seen my hummingbird in a while, but maybe he's found greener pastures somewhere else besides my bird feeder. But I'd like to hear how your animals are doing. How's your dog?
This is KN4RJN. Well, right now he's sacked out on the couch over across from my desk. Karen got him a new chew toy. He likes the soft chew toys, but he had a monkey and something else, and he kept chewing the ears off of him, and then the ears were disappearing, and I was afraid he was swallowing them, so she got him a little round thing that looks like a mug of beer, basically, but it doesn't have any projections on it, so he started chewing on that now, so it's hopefully we can keep him from swallowing things and getting a blockage, but he's doing well. The cats are doing well. My one cat has taken over Missy's spot on my lap since Missy is gone, and everybody's just cohabitating. What can I say?
Enjoying the good life. It's funny, you never know what the dog is gonna like. I got a toy for my son's miniature schnauzer, and not knowing what he would like, I just picked the most annoying thing because, the dog doesn't live with me. So, sorry, but I honestly do pick the most annoying thing. So, it was this glittery, well, he wasn't really glittery. He was a shiny cricket that made a crinkling sound and a cricket sound. So he was made of something that crinkles. And then he makes this chirping sound, and he goes and goes and goes and goes. And I gave that to my son's dog, and the dog loved that thing to the point where he, and it was just small. I mean, he was a puppy, you know. Probably, maybe it was a cat toy, but anyway, his puppy got it. And he chewed that thing, and then one day he came running towards me with it, and he just had the chirping, the noisemaker in his mouth. He didn't have the cricket crinkly part anymore. So I could tell that what the dog liked was the part that made the sound. So, of course, I grabbed the two pieces and stitched them back together. So many stitches. It was like, I felt like this must be what Frankenstein felt like, because I didn't want the dog to be able to chew it apart again. And that is still one of his favorite toys. But the other day, I think it was Tuesday morning, and they have a whole section of dog toys. And I went down the row, and I made each one of them make a sound, and the most obnoxious one made a pig sound, the oinking sound. And that was the one I got, and I just mailed it off last week, so I should be hearing about that annoying little pig dog toy. But it's just so funny to me to send something that I know will drive my son nuts, but that hoping his dog will like it and make it squeak constantly.
This is KN4RJ, and I heard somebody say comment in there. You might want to take that, Wendy.
Comment.
Evening, guys. This is KO4WWZ. I just wanted to chime in, y'all talking about how dogs like cheap toys and all that. Well, let me just say this. We have a dog, but just that when he was a puppy, my mom left me the old landline cordless phone that we used to have laying out on the porch. When that dog got a hold of that phone, the next day he walked outside, Mama forgot that she left the phone out there. She went to go get it, and it was completely demolished because our little puppy had cheated to pieces. That's all I got to say.
I think they're worth it for the extra work they are and the occasional mess from chewing up something. But I think they're worth it. KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. What else has been going on? I enjoyed hearing your solar flare. I heard that a couple of times. I mean, you shared it with me one night, and then you shared it again that I heard. And that was interesting to hear about. You've been learning about anything else lately?
This is KN4RJ. Well, I have been keeping an eye on the three-day forecast on solar activity. And I went back, and the big one that a couple of weeks ago that they were somewhat concerned about was not, in fact, a solar flare, but was what is called a coronal hole. And basically, it's a really, really big sunspot. It looks like a hole in the side of the star. And if one of those is pointing towards us, what it does is accelerates the solar wind to cause geomagnetic havoc and whatnot. This one did not create as much havoc as they were anticipating, which is fortunate for us. So I keep an eye on solar flares, corona holes, corona mass ejections, and the three-day forecast on solar radiation, geomagnetic storms, and radio blackouts. And I pop that up every day and look at it, what the three-day forecast is. The G scale, geomagnetic storms, the solar radiation scale, the S scale, and the radio blackout scale, R scale, are all in a 1 through 5 category. Anything about above a 1 or a 2 on any of those is a bit of cause for concern, but haven't seen anything get anywhere close to that, you know, for the past week that I've been watching it, and the next 3 days is not looking bad either. On the radio blackout scale at R1, you might get some HF interference and difficulty in the higher latitudes. R5, you know, your garage door opener is not going to work. You know, it's just a total blackout of everything. So so I kind of keep an eye on that and been studying that a little bit more.
Interesting to see if you personally notice a difference when the scale changes, because you're aware of it. If you notice more, if you notice it in the radio discussions, however it may interfere with our radio signals, it'll be interesting to see if you're able to notice it because you're tuned into that. And so over time, it'll be. I'm curious to hear some of your results and observations. So that's a pretty interesting thing to be following along with.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, there are so many things that affect propagation, the sun just being, you know, one of them. But yeah, keep an eye on that. And if we have a really serious-looking, you know, geomagnetic storm headed our way, or the solar radiation affects more astronauts in space, people in airplanes, and that sort of thing, the thing we're most concerned about is radio blackout. And again, it's R1 to 2 for the next 3 days. Anything higher than that, it's about a 5% chance. So nothing to worry about for, you know, the rest of the week is, you know, or most of the rest of the week anyway. And if it gets worse, I'll be sure to let you know.
Good. Interesting to look into new stuff. I started reading the general handbook because I'm planning to study up and pass the test. And I think it's going to be in November. It'll be good timing for me, but maybe December. It's nice to come across the stuff in there that I have experience with, and so I know. A little disheartening to see there's a lot of stuff that I don't remember and don't know from my technician studies. I'm one of those people who tends to remember if I use it and if I just learned it, but don't apply it and don't need it every day, or not really every day, but, you know, frequently, then it just kind of leaves my memory. It has to be recalled back. But that's what I've been studying over the past week. It's going to take more of my time than I was anticipating because I have so many holes in what I remember. But it'll be satisfying to get my general license and maybe start doing something, you know, some DXing, or who knows. Who knows what'll strike my interest. But I think I am already interested in going and observing a contest of some sort to see how difficult it is to pull the information out of this sound, this tumult of sound that I have heard at other. I went to one contest, and that was. I was like, I don't think I could ever do that because you're hearing all this stuff going on. It's like a big molten pot of sound, and then you can pull things out. And I'm not sure I'll be good at it, but I'm certainly going to try. So, have you ever done anything like that, a contest or something?
This is KN4RJN. No, I pretty much stick with my little 2-meter rig and EchoLink. Although I did talk to a gentleman in Australia several days ago, who was actually teaching a class in Australia. 8th grade, something like that. It was a history class, and for whatever reason, he was showing them how EchoLink work, and I talked to a couple of middle school students down there in Australia for a while, and they thought that was just, you know, fascinating as all get out. So hopefully he'll get a few of those interested in ham radio down there, but it's one of the nice things about EchoLink. You can cover the world with that.
And interesting how they just got the right person who has that talent for teaching. Like, You used to be a high school teacher, didn't you?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, that's something I don't like to admit. But, yes, I did, in fact, teach high school for close to 20 years.
Who would have thought? You woke up one day and were talking to kids in Australia. Pretty cool. We do get some fun opportunities with our radios, don't we?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, during the pandemic, I think I mentioned it, it's the ultimate social distancing apparatus, but... Yeah, it's quite the community. Well, I know there's other folks that that want to chat with you, and Harry might have a good animal story. Who knows? The only animal story I have is the hummingbird feeder was dripping a little bit, and of course the sugar water attracted ants, so I had a colony of ants rolling around on the back deck that I had to go dispatch. And that's about the extent of it. But I'll say 73. Say hi to Mark for me. Karen was asking about you the other day, how you were doing, and I told her I would pass her greetings along, and she'd love to hear from you if you get a chance. And I will back on out of here, Wendy. You have a good evening. 73. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for hanging around for some rag, too, and it's nice to know. Thanks for passing along the greetings from Karen, and I will text her soon. She's a lady with a lot of interest similar to mine, and so it's too bad you guys moved. But I totally understand, so. Anyway, thanks, John. At this time, I'm going to check. This is KN4HTP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to check and see if there's anyone that would like to check in that hasn't checked in yet. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call net control to check in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard there, so I'm going to go ahead and move along into my next station for Rad Chew is WB3LFG. Mr. J, are you still tuned in?
This is J, WB3LFG in Norman, Oklahoma. It's been quite a week here. We just got a new antenna analyzer, and we ripped down all of our antennas. All my antennas are in my bedroom, by the way, and ripped them all down and started making traps and all this other good stuff, and been giving myself a lesson on how to make trap antennas, and so far we got one now. It's set up for, it'll do 15 meters and 17 meters. It's supposed to have been able to do 20 meters, but I read a couple of things on traps and found out why it couldn't do what I wanted it to do, but that doesn't mean it can't be done. But anyway, yeah, that guy with the magnetic storm stuff, I just look at that one chart for the solar winds, and if they're super low, and then there's a K factor, and if it's super high, the rule of thumb is turn off your radio and watch TV. We'll hide it for a second. So anyway, I'm still here. I run a lot of digital mode, and right now I'm on FE8, and 15 meters is really hot right now, and so I'm surprised. I'm really surprised, and the antenna's starting to perform better. It's actually shorter than the original ones that I had before. If you look at my webpage on QRZ, you'll see three antennas. Well, they've been all condensed down to one, but smaller, and it still works, but... don't ever attempt to build a trap dipole unless you have an antenna analyzer. You will go out of your mind. Other than that, I don't really have a whole heck of a lot to say. I've just been working on this project day and night for about a week now. I have a friend up in Taylor. He's a ham. I can't remember his call letters. His name is Ed. He knows you guys. That's how I got this repeater frequency. And I have a trip scheduled in January to come up and see him, so I'm going to try to stop by and see some of the other hams up there, too, because we're contemplating a move out of Norman. Yeah. We're planning on leaving Oklahoma and moving up towards South Carolina, where I should have done it in the first place, but I didn't. Throw it back to you, KN4HTP, I think it was, WB3LFG, Norman.
WB3LFG, that's pretty interesting. I've found that I don't do much with the antenna, but I do find it interesting to hear that you get sometimes unexpected results, so, and that a lot of people enjoy, you know, figuring out how to get this and that, and kind of like you said, doesn't mean it can't be done, just mean it didn't happen with this particular setup, so that all sounds very interesting. Well, I will say welcome if you leave Tornado Alley and move to South Carolina. I will say welcome to the South. Hope you enjoy your visit down here. And there are a couple of, more than a couple, several ham radio clubs that meet once a month. So if your timing is right, you can hit a few of those and see. Everybody seems to have, each club seems to have its own... I don't know how to put it. They're, you know, like one has a repeater and one is into, you know, another kind of aspect of radio and another. I mean, everybody does everything. That's totally true. But, you know, you gather, certain people gather together and have similar interests, I guess, in certain clubs. So I'm sure you'll find some groups that you like down here. And it sounds like you've got a lot to offer. So thanks for sticking around and chatting with us tonight. How's the weather been up your way? Have you had the heat wave as well?
Oh, D3LFG, the oven in Oklahoma. Yesterday, Wendy, oh my God, it was gorgeous. It was a beautiful fall day. I'm outside, got a little sunburn, and the wind was great. Right now, we're sitting at, where's my thermometer? Right now we're sitting at 75. It's supposed to drop to a little lower. Next couple of days it's going to go back to normal high heat up in the 90s and stuff. And then after that we're going to go back to triple digits for a while. And you're right about Tornado Alley. I wasn't thinking, what is wrong with me? I moved down here, tornado, what's that noise? Oh no, I forgot, crap. You know, so every time it gets windy down here, I live about 200 yards from one of those Whalen tornado horns that they have up all over the state in Oklahoma City, and boy, are they loud. Because I used to work for Honeywell up in Connecticut in fire safety, technical phone support, and they set up a bunch of those horns out in the parking lot one day, set them off, and the birds were flying by. It was so loud, they were dropping out of the sky. So, yeah, they're loud. But what I'm trying to do now is, I move up there. I want to find something to do, so I'm trying to in other words, this is going to be a giant fact-finding mission. When I come up in January, I want to find a job if I can. I want to find a place to live, which would be key. And that's it. Unfortunately, I have to go up, come back, and then go up again finally, but that's no problem. But I just got to get out of this heat wave and Tornado Alley jazz. And if it's any more help, I live 1 mile from the campus of University of Oklahoma, and football has just started. Ugh, glad we're on weekends, and it's just too much. I'd love to get up there and get involved in some clubs. We got a club down here, but I'm just gonna say we have a club down here, and I don't quite fit in with them for some reason. I don't know why, but I like to stay up on things technical and stuff. I've done a lot with ham radio. I got licensed back in 68. You're going for your general. You shouldn't have much trouble at all. It's just memory work. That's all. I'm sitting at an extra class. Not an extra. I can't have an extra with my call letters. I'm sitting at an advanced class, but I'm staying there because it's the license that will never be issued again. KN4 HTP WB3 LFG Norman.